We recently traveled to Mishawaka, Indiana, to talk to President Jimmy Carter about his long relationship working with Habitat for Humanity. But surely you know that already because you saw the piece with the president when it aired on CBS This Morning. A perhaps surprising part of that piece was David Letterman. The retired Late Show host has been working with Habitat quietly since being moved to action after the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. He credits Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter as his inspiration. Here's our full conversation with Dave. David, how did this start? How did you get involved in Habitat?
Hurricane Katrina, and like everybody, you're glued to your television set and transfixed by what you're seeing, and you think, well, I must be able to help because this is cataclysmic, and didn't know how to help and didn't know how to help. And then it occurred to me, let's look into Habitat for Humanity. And so I got some of my friends from Montana, some of my friends from Indiana, some of my friends from New York, a pretty large group. And the Habitat chapter was nice enough to set up a couple of builds for us in New Orleans. And that's how it began. Had no idea what we were getting into. But the real reason we knew about it was President Carter. And I actually got into an argument with a friend of mine over who was the founder of Habitat for Humanity. And I said, no, I know that it wasn't President Carter. But he is the reason we got into it. And seeing him and being here on these builds is such a lovely break from the cynicism of life. Because, you know, you don't even have to look around. Just listen to this. It's delightful.
When you hear that hammering, what is it? What do you think?
Well, I was thinking earlier, they must have done this by now. Somebody must have composed some symphonic piece that featured the percussion that is runs all through the day. And it's great. And to see all of these people coming and going, there's a community here now of people building a community that when it's finished will be full of people coming and going with the business of their daily life. That's lovely.
The debate about the Carters is that while he didn't start it, he has been the beacon.
Yeah.
You called him a beacon.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, that like I'm the perfect, I didn't know what to do. And then it occurred to me Habitat for Humanity will help me help. And it was because of Jimmy Carter. He can, you know what to do and you know how to do it. Knowing what to do and knowing how to do it, two different things. And over the years, it's because of, and I just, this is the first time I've been on a Habitat build with the president. So it's endlessly gratifying.
And you've done it since Hurricane Katrina.
We've tried to do something every year, yeah. And we've been to different natural disaster sites. The last one we did was in Houston. After the storms and the flooding, and the damage that was left there was insidious because the homes were drying out, but they were contaminated with vigorously growing black mold, and all of that needed to be cleaned out. And while the flood damage per se was gone and perhaps not evident, The people in those homes were being poisoned.
And so just so people know, you're not just taking out a little tack hammer. You're down in Houston. You're in the suit mucking out the soggy insulation. Is this?
Yes, it was a mistake. There's no getting around it. It was a job for a younger, braver man. But yes, we were doing it. And I had hoped, because you saw all of the footage of, you know, people wading through water, rescuing other people, and I thought, I can wade through water. But all the water was gone, and suddenly we're in these suits, you know, with a hazmat-approved label on them, and we have to wear hats, and you have to wear gloves, and the sheetrock is turned soggy. Okay, so you pull that out, and then you find the insulation of suspicious makeup. Who knows exactly what has been used to insulate the home? But it's all gooey and wet and gets in your eyes. And at the bottom, it's like a little treat at a birthday party. When you finally get to the bottom, by God, there's the black mold. So it was all worth it. And then you're scooping out big, wet wads of black mold. And it was very difficult.
That's not what you do here on the... So what is your skill? What's your Habitat skill?
You know, I used to think that I was pretty good at basic carpentry. And I spent some time, years ago, there was a writer's strike, and we had to take some time off, and I built my son a treehouse. And I thought, I bet you I'm pretty good. Look, I got this thing up in the tree. And he and I spent one night in the treehouse, you know, sleeping over in the treehouse, and we both came down with Lyme disease, but that's another story. So when we came to our first build, I realized the only thing I can actually do is hammer. That's all I can do. Hammer. That's right. And lift. Hammer and lift. But anything else, anything involving a tape measure, no thanks.
Hammer and lift sounds like some sort of very minimalist workout routine.
Well, believe me, this is not a minimalist workout, but it is grueling.
So, this will seem an odd question, but I'll ask it. When you're hammering, are you taking more care than if you were building something in your own backyard?
Yeah, because two things. One, the generous reason is I'm building a home for someone else who has paid money to live in this for how many years? And there will be a family, there will be friends. So I want it to be the best job I can. Now, the selfish reason is if I screw up the hammering, that means I have to go to the claw part of the hammer and spend the next half hour doing that while everyone's looking at me. Dave, you're holding up the build. And you don't want that.
Yeah. Do you do more to contribute to habitat, or does it contribute more to you?
Well, you know, the first time we did it, everybody came up to me and said, oh, thank you. And I said, you're crazy. Thank you. And that's the way I feel about it, to have this opportunity. And you would get that from any of these people in the helmets building now. They are indebted to the president, to Habitat for Humanity, giving them the opportunity to help people, because when you help others, you feel better about yourself.
You mentioned the word envy yesterday.
Oh, my God, yes. Wouldn't it be great, and perhaps you have, if you could figure out a way to manipulate your life so it was directed outward, not inward. I spent 33 years doing a TV show, and that's just like looking through a microscope. And I realize now that while that was fun, I wish I had used that energy to broaden the gaze. Because let's put together a list of problems. And to do that, you and I would have to get an apartment and a stenographer, and it would be endless. So when you have that energy in you, it would be so great if you found an outlet for it. And that's what the president, in many ways, not just this, but my God, this thing is global. They're Habitat for Humanity building homes everywhere. I mean, you go home tonight, you may have a new house.
David, thanks a lot.
Hey,
I really
great pleasure.
It.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.